今天早先我们的主已经把这个礼物赐下给每一个有血气的人。
The Lord is giving this precious gift to everyone that has breath of life.
不管你没有信主或者信主，但是这个礼物已经接到你的手中。
Whether you're a believer or not, this gift now is in your hand.
世界上没有一个比这个更好的礼物。
There's no better gift than this.
虽然我们生命有限，时光也会走。
Our life is limited and time will pass away quickly.
但是我们如果没有接受到这个礼物，我们一生实在可惜啊。
If we go on in life's journey without this gift, then what a shame it is.
今天这个礼物还是来对你来呼召。
Now this gift is calling you.
虽然你从来没有听过这个生命的礼物。
Maybe you have never heard about this gift of life.
但是今天早间这个礼物就要亲自对你来说话。
But now this gift giver is speaking to your heart.
请你再为你自己的人生思想一次。
Please think deeply for your life.
如果不接受这个礼物，是何等的可惜啊。
What a pity it will be without this gift.
今天这个礼物来对你来呼唤。
Now God's calling you.
请你来接受这个礼物。
I invite you to accept this present.
我们把每一位福音朋友交在你的手中。
And Lord, we trust every friend in your hand.
没有听过你话语的，今天要亲自来对你来说话。
And those who have not heard about you before will hear you today.
曾经相信你的，不但相信，而且还更相信。
Those who have believed in you in the past now renew their faith in you.
今天把每一位的在座的弟兄姐妹或福音朋友交在你的面前。
So we trust everyone sitting in the congregation in your hand.
你祝福你的话语，也祝福你的聚会。
Bless your meeting and bless your own words.
奉靠你自己宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们把时间交给库弟兄。
Now give time to Brother Ku.
大家平安。
Peace to everybody.
圣诞快乐。
And Merry Christmas to you.
圣诞节是一个快乐的时间。
Christmas is a very pleasant and joyful time.
有人说是普世欢腾。
And people say joy to the whole world.
但是呢，我发觉大家欢腾的理由不太一样。
Unfortunately, people rejoice for different reasons in this time.
有人欢腾是因为放假。
Some people rejoice because it's in the winter break.
有人欢腾是因为过节。
Some people rejoice because it's a holiday season.
那在美国这个那么有水准的地方，我们欢节很多人的原因是因为有礼物收。
And in this country, many people rejoice because we have a gift to receive.
小孩子们特别喜欢过圣诞节。
Especially kids, they love Christmas.
有一次我问我的儿子，你最喜欢哪一个时间？
And one time I asked my son, so what's your favorite time of the year?
他说有两个时间。
He said actually there are two times of the year.
第一个是生日。
One is my birthday.
因为生日有很多礼物。
Because that's the day I will receive a lot of presents.
第二个是圣诞节。
Second one is Christmas.
圣诞节也有很多礼物。
Because again, that's the time I receive a lot of presents.
我想小孩子喜欢收礼物。
And I think not only kids love presents.
不晓得大家一定是成人呢。有没有说不喜欢收礼物的？
You probably find very rarely that adults don't like presents.
我们每个收礼物的人，我们的心都会被感动。
And every time when we receive something, we're touched.
那特别是我们觉得我们不配受的时候。
Especially when we receive something we feel we're not worthy of.
当人家还是那么样的有恩典要把礼物来给我们。
But people are still so loving, wants to give to us gift.
我们的心会非常受感动。
And then we'll be so touched by them.
我们的神预备了一份很好的礼物。
And our God has prepared a wonderful present.
但是神从来不勉强把他的礼物要给人。
But he never gives to us forcefully.
他准备好了。
He has get it ready.
当他准备的时候，真的是全世界的好像都不晓得的一样。
And while he was packing the present, it's like the whole world had no idea.
我们稍微有一点知道的，我们都晓得耶稣是生在马槽里。
Many of us knew that Jesus was born in a manger.
生在马槽的时候真的是全世界都不晓得。
And that was the time the whole world had no idea about what happened.
但是呢，神一定要把这个好消息传出去。
But God was determined to preach his great news to the world.
所以神就差遣天使去传这个福音。
So he sent angels to tell the great tiding,
包这个大喜信
to tell the great news to the whole world.
啊，但是呢，神又显现给牧人们。
And also God appeared to angels.
啊，牧人们也晓得啊，原来神的儿子要生在地上。
And God appeared to shepherds, and even shepherds knew the Son of God was to be born.
啊，然后呢，还有那个东方啊，很远很远的地方，他们根本跟那个犹太人没什么关系的，他们也晓得犹太人的王要生在地上。
And their wise men from the Orient, they had nothing to do with Jews. They knew a king of Jews will be born soon.
神从来不勉强人要接受他的礼物。
God never forced us to accept His present.
但是当我们晓得神已经准备好了一份礼物。
But once we figure out God has prepared for us a present.
我个人觉得不要是傻瓜。
Personally, I feel let me not be a fool.
因为这份礼物是天大的礼物。
Because this is a heavenly present.
请我们一同来读一下我们节目单里头印好的圣经。
I'd like to read with you the passage that's been printed out for you on the program sheet.
我先说一下，我不是生在基督教家庭。
I have to tell you first though, I wasn't born in a Christian family.
那我刚才说不要。神预备给我的礼物的时候，我觉得如果不要神所预备好给我们的礼物是傻瓜。
And I just said that don't be a fool trying to reject the present supposedly from God.
因为这个是我个人的经历。
Because that's my personal experience.
当我第一次听到福音的时候。
When I heard about the gospel for the first time.
我听见怎么有那么好的事情。
And I was amazed at how can things be so great?
神的儿子要来把生命赐给我。
You mean the Son of God has come to give me life?
而且要赦免我所有的过犯。
To forgive me all my iniquities?
就是说既往不够，不救。
So he will just forget what I did in the past.
把最好的来赐给我。
And instead he will give to me what's best.
你知道我那个时候心里想什么？
You know what was in my mind when I heard about it?
我想，不要是傻瓜。
I said to myself, don't be a fool.
那当传福音的弟兄说谁要
？So when the preacher said who wants this？
我点头点得很厉害。
Immediately I nodded my head。
他说慢慢来，要的举手。
He said those who want this present raise your hand。
我不晓得其他有没有比我更快举手的。
I didn't know if anybody else outfast outpaced me。
真的要吗
？Really you want it？
真的要。
Yes。
要的站起来。
If you want to stand up。
我就站起来。
So I stood up immediately.
你真的全部都要的话，你站出来台前。
If you want to wholeheartedly come forward.
这个是很奇妙的经历。
And that was a very marvelous experience for me personally.
我不知不觉的我就站在那个讲台的前面。
And before I knew it, I was already in the front.
因为我真觉得神太好了。
Because I thought God is just great.
怎么有这样的一个神想到我的需要是什么
？And how can God know what I need the most？
那问题是我竟然从来都不晓得。
And what amazed me the most that I had no idea about this God before。
所以那一天真的是最快乐的时光。
So that was the most happiest hour in my life。
我的心里头觉得我是全世界最不配的。
And in my heart, I feel that I'm not worthy. I'm the worst man in the world。
我眼泪流了七泪花啦。
And I could not stop crying。
但是呢，我心里头是全世界最快乐的人。
But inside of my heart, I was the happiest man in the world.
因为我把神的儿子接到我的心中，成为我一生的礼物。
Because I accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into my heart to be my lifetime present.
所以我们读一下今天的圣经。
Let's read the passage today.
我们可以照着节目单印的，我们一节一节的念下来。
Let's read it together.
约翰福音一章十四节。
John 1:14。
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光约翰福音一章十七节律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的这节圣经说恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
This verse says grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
照着原来的意思，我试着把它另外翻译一下。
And I try to translate it differently according to the original content.
我觉得中文会比较更靠近那个原来的意思。
And actually Chinese translation is closer to the original meaning.
所以我把它翻作是由耶稣基督来的恩典和真理都是实在的。
It says the grace and truth came through Jesus Christ are real.
然后我们再来念约翰福音3章16节。
Let's read on 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。马太福音2章1:20-11节。
Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 and 10.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说。 那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。10节11节，他们看见那心，就大大欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
揭开薄荷，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。马太福音26章6-13节。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。 门徒看见就不肯喜悦，说：“何用这样的枉费呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，救济穷人。”耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。” 他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。今天我们讲的题目是圣诞礼物的给与受。And the topic I share with you is the giving and receiving of the gift of Christmas.
圣诞就是圣者的诞生。
Christmas means the birth of the Holy One.
圣者是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this Holy One is our Jesus Christ.
主耶稣诞生成为人。
Jesus Christ was born as a man.
就是道成肉身的意义。
That's what it meant by the Word became flesh.
因为神的圣者今天成为了一个人。
Because the Holy One of God has become a man.
什么是圣者？
What is the Holy One?
圣者就是与一切都分开，单单的活在神面前的。
Holy One means he is someone who separated from all other things and lives before God alone.
从亘古到永远，耶稣就是神。
From the beginning to the end, Jesus Christ was God.
本来耶稣就是永远与神同在，单单与所有万有都分开的。
Jesus has always been with God and separated from all other things.
但是这个圣者有一天成为人。
But one day, this Holy One of God became a man.
他生在马槽里。
And he was born in a manger.
是一个小小的婴孩。
He was a little baby.
这个就是圣者成为人。 是神从神来的一个礼物。
And that is the present from God, which is the Holy One became a man.
道成肉身是一件天大的事情。
And that's such a great thing that the Word became flesh.
因为耶稣基督的生命还是圣的。
Because the life within Jesus was still the Holy One.
但是呢，他却有人的样式。
However, he was in the form of a man.
他住在人的中间，但是他还是圣的。
And he made his dwelling among men, but he still remained holy.
所有周围的人都不能够影响他。
People around him could not have impact on him.
因为他是活在神面前的一个生命。
Because he had this life living in the presence of God.
他是从至高来的圣者。
He was that Holy One came from on high.
神的荣耀要从这个小小的婴孩彰显出来。
And through this manly baby, God's glory will be seen.
神的爱要借着这个小小的婴孩来发表出来。
And God's love will manifest through this little baby.
所以我们今天来看圣诞礼物这件事情。
So when you talk about the gift of Christmas,
我们是从神的话来看。
We have to see it from the perspective of the Word of God.
不是从我们世俗的一些头脑来想一份圣诞礼物。
Not from the worldly view.
因为这份圣诞礼物是神圣的礼物，是从神来的礼物。
The gift of Christmas is a holy gift and it's a gift from God.
神要给我们一份礼物还真是不容易。
And it is not easy for God to give us a gift.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有会想过送人家礼物有时候真的也不是容易的事。
Sometimes it's pretty challenging to try to figure out a gift for someone you want to give.
特别我们活了有一段日子的人。
Especially for people that have some age.
有些人特别不太喜欢过节。
And there are people that just discuss all these festivals.
因为一过节要想到送什么礼物。
Because when holiday comes, first you have to figure out what present should I prepare for others.
而且另外一面呢，好像常常会送礼物的人呢，并不一定会收到很多礼物。
And another problem is you may give a lot of gifts, but you may not receive a lot of gifts.
所以在世俗的人呢，越过节呢，就越不太喜欢过节。
Therefore, sometimes worldly people do not like to celebrate.
那我们家就有点像这个样子。
And that similar situation in my house.
我们在香港的家呢，就是常常会计算，哎，什么人送什么礼物给我们。
And my family in Hong Kong likes to sit down and figure out, who has gave us certain gifts.
明年呢，我们要怎么样又回送什么样的礼物
？So next year we have to prepare this kind of gift to give it back.
后来送了习惯了，大家就有一个敞开的一个好好的来。说明这件事情。
After a period of time, we were able to open up and communicate with one another.
不要送来送去的。
Let's just stop giving gifts.
大人就免了。
Don't bother with adults.
小孩呢，就封封红包，塞一点钱进去就可以了。
For kids, just prepare those red envelope with money inside.
而且钱的数目呢也指定的。
And let's also make sure we all give the same amount of money.
你们家只有一个呢？$20。
If you only have one child, we'll give you $20.
有两个孩子呢，就一人$10。
You have two kids, then $10 each.
总之是礼尚往来，意思意思。
In summary, that we will just show our appreciation and with equality.
送礼物这件事情是双对的。
And gifts are something that's mutual.
特别是所有世俗的人都是相对的。
And people in this world like to do things with mutual benefits.
没有一个人会傻到你一直送厚礼给我，一直送薄礼给我，我还会去想送厚礼给你。
No one is stupid enough to keep on giving people expensive presents while he or she only receives a very cheap present.
只有我们的神。
But only our God does that.
他一送就是送一份最厚的礼。
When he gives us a present, he gives us the best.
最伟大的礼。
The greatest present.
什么礼物？
What is it?
约翰三章十六节说他自己的独生子。
3:16 of John says he gave us his one and only son.
神把他自己的儿子作为礼物的来送给我们。
God gave us his son as a present to us.
这个是神的爱，是我们没办法想象的。
And this kind of love is beyond what we can comprehend.
人的爱是相对的。
And for manly love is always mutual relationship.
神的爱是个真理。
But as far as God's love, it's only one way truth.
这个真理是说到神的爱永远不改变。
And this truth tells us that His love never changes.
真理的爱是绝对的。
Truth is absolute.
而且真理的爱是伟大的。
The love of the truth is great.
不计算人的什么。
And does not calculate.
永远不改变的爱。
It's always consistent.
神的爱要把他的最好来赐给我们。
And the love of God wants to give us what's the best.
这个是真理。
That's the truth.
没有办法改变的。
And there's nothing we can change.
你说有一个人他好一点。
You may say, oh, this guy is a better guy.
好像他值得神的礼物吗？
Do you think that he is more worthy of the present of God?
人的好都是相对的。
And all the goodness we have among men are not absolute.
有一个人好像觉得很坏，他不值得神的礼物吗？
And you say, oh, that guy is not good, so he's not worthy of the presence of God.
人的坏也是相对的。
Even his wickedness is not absolute.
神的爱是一视同仁。
And God's love is consistent and is all fair to everybody.
所以神说神爱世人。
So God says God loves the world.
除非你不在这世界上活。
Unless you're not part of the world,
那神的爱与你无分无关。
Then His love has nothing to do with you.
神的爱是个真理。
But His love is the truth.
一视同仁。
and it's fair to everybody.
如果这个爱是这个厚这个薄这个，那这个就不算神的爱。
If his love differentiates, then it's not love. It's not absolute love.
神的爱是真理。
But his love is truth.
不会因着你们的反应会改变。
It's not dependent upon our condition.
不是因着你的作为而改变。
It's not dependent upon our deeds.
神的礼物已经准备好了。
He has prepared for us his presence.
耶稣基督生在马槽里。
Jesus Christ was born in the manger for us.
他并没有很大的宣扬。
And he didn't make a big announcement when he came.
他要人家都要接受这份礼物。
And God did not force us to accept that present.
所以需要一点时间。
Therefore, it takes time.
圣经说，神的爱是何等伟大。
Bible tells us how great is the love of God.
爱是恒久忍耐。
And love is everlasting.
神忍耐了多久？
And suffer long suffering, and God endures the suffering for a long time.
有一次我出一个远门。
And one time I went off for a long distance trip.
离开家三个月。
I was away from home for 3 months.
晓得我的人都晓得我最爱我的儿子。
And people that knew me knew that I cherished my son very much.
我在有时间的时候，我马上准备了一份很大的礼物。
Whenever I have a chance, I will prepare for him a gift.
我说出远门回家，一定要把礼物第一手的交给我的儿子。
In the field, I've been away from him for so long. Hey, I have to give to him this wonderful present myself.
啊，我忍耐，忍耐，忍耐了两个多月。
And waited and waited for 2 more months.
很稀奇的，我的儿子也一直在忍耐，一直在忍耐。
At the same time, my son was being patient.
他常常看着天空，他说：“妈妈，爸爸的飞机怎么还没有飞下来呢？”
And he always looked at the sky and said, "Mom, how come Dad's airplane hasn't arrived yet?"
因为走的时候他真的很小。
Because he was just a small boy when I left.
他看见爸爸坐上飞机走了。
He saw me got into the airplane and took off.
他以为爸爸就一直在飞机上面。
So he thought for the whole time I would remain in the airplane.
所以他说没有飞机会飞那么久的。
So he said there's no flight flew so long.
啊，结果回来了。
So finally I went home.
我手一个很大的，手上有一份很大的礼物。
And in my hand there was this big present.
啊，我儿子一看见我就是。有栏杆的他都不管了，就往下面穿过去就跑过来了。
And when my son saw me in the distance, he ran to me, disregard there's an obstacle with a gate in front of in between us. He tried to go through the gate.
我说这个孩子也忍得够久了。
And I thought, wow, he has waiting for a long time for me.
他配得受我这份礼物。
He is worthy to receive this wonderful present.
啊，结果一过去的时候，他根本没有看见我的礼物。
But he had no idea and he didn't see my present.
他抱着我的腿紧紧的。
And he embraced my leg very tightly.
那我心就好像说，哎，你看，你看，
好像还要揍他。And I was trying to show him, hey, look, look.
他都好像不要看。
And he didn't bother to look at the present.
他要的是他的爸爸。
All he wanted was his daddy.
啊，后来我看见他已经在流眼泪。
And I saw tears coming out of his eyes.
啊，我也在流眼泪。
And I was in tears too.
礼物的意义是爱。
And the meaning of present is love.
人的爱是相对的。
And man's love usually is mutual.
如果我下飞机，一大堆的孩子跑过来要抱我的腿。
If I got on a plane and there are a group of kids running toward me to embrace my leg, I will run away.
因为我不是神。
Because I'm not God.
但是我们的神不会跑。
But our God does not run away from us.
有一次我的儿子很脏脏的时候。
And one time, my son was not in a clean condition.
我穿了一身是西装下班。
And I just got off work in my suit.
啊，我的儿子不晓得玩了什么，就是泥巴鼻涕一脸都是。
Well, anyway, he was in such a dirty condition. I didn't know what he was doing prior to that.
他一看见我就跑过来要抱我。
He saw me, he ran to me, wants to embrace me.
啊，我的手比较长。
And I have longer arms than his.
撑着他的头，怎么样都碰不到我。
So I will hold on to his head so he will not touch my clothes.
正在抗拒他的爱的时候。
While I was resisting his love.
主说话。
The Lord spoke to me.
主说话，你是个罪人。
That you are just a sinner.
我从来不会这样拒绝你。
But I never rejected your love like that.
主一说话，我心里头就知道。
And when the Lord spoke to my heart, I knew.
我好像爱我的西装比爱我的儿子更多。
So I cherish, I value my suit more than I value my son.
我手一放，儿子就跑过来。
So immediately I let go of my hand, so he ran to me.
人的爱是相对的。
Man's love usually is conditional and has mutual benefit.
神的爱是绝对的。
But God's love is absolute.
无论你犯了什么样最重的罪。
It doesn't matter how sinful you feel you are.
你要跑过去接受神的爱，神的礼物。
When you want to run toward God, accept this gift of God from Him.
你没有一次抱不到的。
and you will always catch him. Because God always open wide his arms towards
you.
You can always have him whenever you want. God has been very patient waiting for us.
圣诞节的意义, 的确就是神送礼物的意义。
Yes, the meaning of Christmas is the present from God.
道成肉身是神最伟大的礼物。
And that is the greatest gift of all is that word has become flesh.
因为他心里头的爱是那么样真实，那么样的广大。
Because the love within God's heart is so real and so much.
所以2000年来从来没有一个人说我要神要不到的。
Therefore, in the past 2,000 plus years, no one was rejected by God's love if they wanted.
圣经里的话说, 只要相信你就可以得着。
Bible tells us, just believe, then you can have it.
不相信的人, 仍然在灭亡中。
If you do not believe, you will stay and be perished.
有些人说, 我要还等一下。
And some people may say, you know, I want God's present, but wait, hold on.
这个花花世界还那么样吸引我。
Because I still love this world quite much.
对不起, 神的话说, 在灭亡中,
but I'm sorry, God says you perish.
灭亡, 永生是一念之差,
therefore, it's just one thought of difference between eternal life and eternal perishment.
两个完全不同的境界,
and they are absolutely different conditions.
得着神的爱, 得不着神的爱, 完全在乎我们,
and it's all depend upon us whether we want His love or not.
第二段里头, 马太福音第二章说到,
and here you see Matthew chapter 2.
神为我们准备了一份全地上最有价值的礼物。
God has prepared for us the most valuable present of all.
这里好像我们看见那个重点是说东方来的博士们要献礼物给生下来的犹太人的王。
Here you see there are three magi from the east trying to offer this precious presents to the one who was born to be the king of Jews.
他们所看见的是犹太人的王。
When they saw Jesus, they saw the King of the Jews.
这个犹太人的王不是地上的犹太人的王。
And this is not an earthly king of the Jews.
因为在地上没有一个人找到这样子的王。
Because you won't find a king like that on earth.
所以奇妙的圣经告诉我们一些非常稀奇的启示。
Therefore, Bible tells us some marvelous revelation.
什么是博士?
What is magi here?
博士就是什么都知道。
Means they know everything.
博士是非常有智慧的人。
Means they are very wise and they are very knowledgeable.
他们在地上已经找过很久很久。
They have been searching for a long time.
地上没有一个东西可以叫他们觉得配得他们的礼物的。
And they have found anybody who is worthy to receive their precious presents.
博士是教导人的。
And there are people that are supposed to teach others.
博士是做研究的。
And there are people that conduct research.
博士是有智慧有明白的人。
They are very wise, very knowledgeable men.
他们在地上找不到这样子的一个君王。
Yet they could not find a king like that on earth.
他们就往天看。
So they look up to the sky.
白天看。
They look in the sky during the daytime.
晚上看。
And also during the nighttime.
今天跟昨天有什么不一样?
They will try to see if there's any difference.
一个要看启示的人,
and for someone who's looking for heavenly revelation,
就要注意人所注意不到的事情,
then you have to pay attention to things that other worldly people will not pay attention to.
地上的人忙忙碌碌都注意地上的事情,
usually we're busy with earthly things.
我们今天的节目是什么? 一天早上已经早心里有数。
Early in the morning, you will know all the busy schedule for the day.
今天要去上课了，还是上班？
I go to work or I go to school today.
今天要去买菜呢，还是去买别的？
I need to go shopping, grocery or regular stuff.
或者今天要去看医生，还要去做什么诊断？
Am I going to the doctors or something else?
我们都忙着各样各式的事情。
We are so busy at all kinds of things in life.
所以很多时候在忙的时候呢，我们就看不见应该看见的。
So when we are so busy, we don't see things we're supposed to see.
有智慧的博士们,
yet for these wise men,
他们看见今天晚上跟昨天晚上不一样。
They notice there's a difference in tonight's sky versus last night.
今天天上多了一颗星。
There's one additional star in the sky tonight.
这个星不是自然科学的一个星。
And I'm not talking about the scientific star.
这个星是一下子可以看见，一下子又看不见。
This star will appear suddenly and will disappear suddenly.
当他的心思离开了这个。
When their mind was away from heaven,
一下子就看不见,
they will not be able to see it.
所以我们应该是 人神生我们神制造我们是可以有启示的。
God has made us and give us the ability to receive revelation.
人不是只是为了为地上的事情忙。
And men are not supposed to just be busy with earthly things.
人是万物之灵啊。
And we are the smartest of all creation.
人应该有智慧，懂得属神的事情。
And we have the wisdom that enable us to understand things of God.
所以当我们有时候心里头静下来。
Therefore, when we quiet down our hearts,
我们会注意到今天跟昨天有点不一样。
We'll notice the difference of today versus yesterday.
这个不一样就是神的恩典。
And that difference we noted is the grace from God.
那天博士们注意到不一样，天上有一颗星。
Those three wise men noticed there was a difference one day because there's an additional star shining in the sky.
他们就一直去搜寻这个星。
So they started their search.
直到他们来到一个小孩子的面前。
Until they came to this little baby.
他们看见一个人所看不见的。
They saw something that other men could not see.
人看见一个小小的婴孩算不得什么。
People just saw a newborn baby, no big deal.
就算他将来要做君王也算不得什么。
And it really wasn't a big deal. So what if he's going to be a king one day?
因为今天还不是君王。
Because he was not a king today.
但是他这个这些博士们看见的是这个就是王。
Yet to these wise men, they realize this baby is the king.
他配得我们的敬拜。
Therefore, he is worthy of our worship.
这个英文翻得很好。Worship 是从 worthy 来的。
And worship, the root of worship is worthy.
博士们已经找遍了地上没有那么有价值的东西。
They have searched for such a long time, they haven't found anything that's valuable enough.
这个是最有价值的就在他们的面前。
Now they found this most valuable gift.
既然是那么样有价值。
Since he is so valuable.
那么样的配得。
So worthy.
所以他们就在他的面前敬拜。
So they bow down and worship him.
人看见的是黄金、五香、末药。
Other people may only saw the presence of gold, of incense, and of myrrh.
这三个博士是看见天上的星得启示。
Yet these three wise men saw the heavenly revelation.
是神借着一颗星把他们带到这个君王的面前。
Through a star in the sky, God led them to the king of the Jews.
他们得着一份最好的礼物。
Therefore, these three wise men actually received the best present.
就在这个礼物面前敬拜。
And they worshiped that present.
神的儿子是一件极大的礼物。
The Son of God is a great gift.
他生下来是做君王。
He was born to be the king.
他做君王跟地上的君王不一样。
While he came to be the king, he was different from the earthly king.
地上的君王要统治我们。
Earthly king tried to rule over us.
辖制我们。
Control us.
而且要我们转左，我们就一定要转左。
And we have to submit to their direction.
转右，我们不可能再转左。
And once you make a right turn, you can make a left turn.
地上所有的君王都是这样。
That's the same with all the earthly rulers.
但是我们的天上来的君王。
But this ruler from heaven.
他这位至高者来做君王的。
He's the one who from the highest.
他不一样。
He's different.
他的价值是神才知道的。
His value is known by God alone.
因为他来的目的是为了要服侍人。
He came with one purpose, that is to serve man.
而且要为人赎罪流血。
And to lay down his life to be ransom for all.
一个君王为我这些平民百姓来舍命。
Imagine a king has come to lay down his life for me, an ordinary pagan.
地上没有这样子的价值。
And there's no such thing in the world.
一个天上来的君王。
And this heavenly king,
那么神圣，那么尊贵。
He is all holy and honorable.
要行走在罪人的当中。
Will walk among all sinners.
接受罪人的敬拜。
To receive worship from sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果能够敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, if we can worship God.
看见耶稣基督的价值。
To really realize his value.
神说这个是他的荣耀。
God said, look, this is my glory.
如果我们的美国总统在这里经过。
Imagine the president of this country passing by through us.
我们对他行礼鞠躬。
We will probably bow to him, show our respect.
这个是理所当然的。
And that's a right thing to do.
如果美国总统在我们面前经过
，If the president of this country passes us by，
他来我们面前，他说我要来服侍你。
But instead of to be worshipped, he said, "I'm here to serve you."
我要来替你洗脚。
Let me wash your feet.
我要来为你舍命。
Let me die for you.
并且不是说说。
He wasn't just saying that with words.
他真的被挂在十字架上面。
Eventually, he was hung on the cross, indeed.
为我们的罪来赎罪。
To pay the price of our sin.
地上哪有这样的君王？
Can you imagine to find any earthly king like that?
博士们知道。
But the wise men knew.
博士们来敬拜。
Therefore, they worshipped him.
所以我们的眼睛再也不看黄金、乳香、没药。
Therefore, our focus will no longer be those precious presents with gold, incense, and myrrh.
这个是从人能够来最好的礼物了。
That was the best, most valuable present a man could offer at that time.
我们的眼睛要看从神来最有价值的礼物。
Yet instead, we need to focus on the most valuable gift from God Himself.
小小的婴孩做我们的君王。
That little baby will become our king.
而且他每一天的长大。
And every day as he grew,
就叫他更能够体贴我们的心。
He understood us even more.
知道我们的需要。
Knowing our needs.
更深入的来服侍我们。
And he can serve us very deeply.
我们信耶稣信了一阵子的人。
And for us who have believed in Jesus Christ for a while,
我们越来越晓得耶稣细微的服侍。
We all know how tender and how detailed he is.
我们常常受到试探。
Many times we're tempted.
常常也失败。
And we failed many times.
我们常常会犯罪。
We sin often.
但是每一次神儿子来。
But every time when the Son of God came,
他重新的来救赎我们。
And he will redeem us from our sin.
这个救赎就是把一个新的价值再放在我们的当中。
When he does that, he places in us a new value.
Redeem 就是一个重新再给我们一个价值。
Redeem means to give us a new value.
所以我们每一个人都需要每一天被神来redeem 来救赎。
Therefore, each one of us has to be redeemed by God every day.
因为离开了神的儿子，我们连自己的价值是什么都不晓得。
Because we are without value apart from the Son of God.
我们不但只受到神的爱的礼物。
We don't just receive a present of love from God.
最伟大的礼物。
The greatest gift.
我们而且知道这份礼物是最有价值。
And we know this gift is most valuable.
哪一天我们不要这份礼物了。
Whenever we say, no, I don't want this present.
我们发现我们的价值，我们的意义就失去了。
Then we'll lose the meaning and value of life.
但是我们可能会不要神。
Yes, there are times we may reject him.
但是神送出的礼物就不会再收回。
However, once God has given us his present, he will not take it back.
从神眼光中看，我们永远在他面前有价值。
And in the eyes of God, we're always valuable.
因为耶稣基督的救赎不改变。
Because his redemption will never change.
第三段故事。
Lastly,
我们要从这段故事里头看见一份非常实在的礼物。
We can see the most practical gift from this passage.
这里说到耶稣在一个大麻风的西门家里头坐席。
Here says Jesus was in Bethany in the home of a man named Simon the leper.
有一个女人拿了一瓶极贵重的香膏来。
And a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume.
她完全把它倒在耶稣基督的头上。
And which she poured on his head.
有人说何必那么浪费。
And some people saw this and said,Why waste of this money?
这个是枉费。
Why this waste?
这个是其实是一个非常侮辱的话。
And that's such an insult to Jesus.
今天的日子，女人擦香水，好贵好贵的香水都有。
Women buy expensive perfume even in these days.
如果有一个女人擦了一个最名贵的香水从你身边经过。
If someone applied the most expensive perfume on her and passed by you.
你转头一看她。
You turn around and look at her.
你说怎么那么枉费。
You say, why this waste?
哇，我看这个女人要追你三条街。
And think she will go after you.
但是耶稣基督来到地上。人就是那么样喜欢侮辱他。
But that's how people deal with Jesus.
说是枉费。
They say, why waste?
耶稣基督从来没有强迫人要献礼物给他。
Jesus never forced anybody to do that to him.
任何人要送礼给神都是甘心情愿的。
Anyone who wants to give gift to God has to be willing.
不送礼的人不晓得。
If you don't want to give a gift,
这个是枉费。
Then you may say, "Oh, why this waste?"
但是送礼的那个女人觉得我真不配。
But the woman who gave the perfume to Jesus felt that she wasn't worthy to offer anything.
因为耶稣基督他那么样有价值的礼物已经送了给她。
For Jesus has given to her the most valuable gift.
这个女人是非常有智慧的女人。
So that was a very wise woman.
她也是比众人更晓得，更早就知道耶稣基督要将要为她受死。
She knew before others that Jesus was going to die for everybody.
好像她比十二个门徒更清楚这件事。
Like she was more clear than the 12 disciples.
所以刚才我们说要做一个智慧的人。
That's why I share with you. Let's be a wise person.
我们每个人都对自己的生活要负责任。
Yes, we are responsible for our daily living.
我们要看看今天跟昨天有什么不一样。
So we pay attention to the difference in today versus yesterday.
今天跟比昨天有没有新的启示？
Do I have a deeper or newer revelation from God today?
神正在做什么？
What is God doing in my life?
这个女人比所有的门徒好像更有智慧。
And apparently, this woman was wiser than all the disciples of Jesus.
她知道耶稣基督将要替她受死。
She knew pretty soon Jesus is going to die for her.
她就准备她自己觉得最不配的一瓶香膏。
So she prepared for Jesus something that she felt she wasn't even worthy of.
我们的大君王将要为我们人人死。
Our king is going to die for everyone soon.
我这个小女子能为他做什么？
I'm this insignificant woman. What could I do for my king?
她有一份嫁妆。
She had this precious perfume.
是她一生的价值就在这里。
And that's where her value lies.
她觉得如果能够倒在耶稣的头上。
She felt if I am able just to pour them onto Jesus.
这个是何等美的一件事情。
What a beautiful thing that will be.
因为耶稣竟然会接受我那么样不配的礼物。
That Jesus even wants to accept unworthy gift like this.
他定义要把礼物献给神。
Therefore, she was determined to offer that thing to God.
耶稣说他真是一件美事。
Therefore, Jesus commented by saying that that is a beautiful thing.
全地上没有一个人晓得耶稣要做什么。
Because no one else on earth at that time understood what Jesus was about to do.
这个小小的女子会知道。
But this little woman understood it.
而且她要为耶稣安葬来准备这个香膏。
And she poured it on him to prepare for his burial.
我们的神真是奇妙。
And our God is truly wonderful.
他说，你们常有穷人和你们同在。
She said the poor. He said the poor you will always have with you.
只是你们不常有我。
But you will not always have me.
这个女人是一个福音的那个故事的那个代表。
This woman is the representative of all the gospel.
因为她把握了最好的时间。
Because she held at the best timing,
做成了这件美事。
And did this beautiful thing to Jesus.
所以我们的主耶稣为他做见证。
So Jesus witnessed for her.
他说无论在什么地方传着福音。
So she said, I tell you the truth, wherever this gospel is preached,
也要述说这女人所做所行的。
What she has done will also be told in memory of her.
做过纪念。
In memory of her.
我们知道送礼是一件快乐的事。
It is a very pleasant thing to do to give gifts to others.
收礼是一件快乐的事。
It is also a very happy thing to receive presents.
但是如果主耶稣在我们中间，我们送礼收礼，那是一件极其快乐的事。
But if Jesus is right in our midst and we give to him and he gives to us, that's the most happy thing in the world.
世俗的人礼尚往来好像是很平常。
Worldly people will trade presents as a common practice.
但是得着神的礼物的人，
But those who receive the present from God,
他们再把礼物送给人的时候，
And when they turn around and give that present to others,
这个是向神的礼物，
And that is our gift to God.
这个是耶稣基督的表现，
And that is the manifestation of Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣基督把自己完全所有的倾倒出来。
Who has come and laid down his life and poured all he has for us.
约翰福音说他是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And John chapter 1 says he is full of grace and mercy.
什么是恩典？
And what is grace?
恩典是说人你不配的时候神还是给你。
Grace means God gives us something when we are not even worthy to receive it.
这个就是恩典。
That's what grace is.
或者说当你不够的时候神给你加上的那个就是恩典。
Or when we are lack and God help us by adding to it.
当我们不配的时候好像我是个罪人。
When we are sinners, we are not worthy.
照理由是不配得到神的礼物。
And fairly speaking, as sinners, we are not worthy to receive anything from God.
但是因为神是恩典的神。
But because he is the God of grace.
所以我不配他仍然给我。
Therefore, even though I'm not worthy, he will give it to me.
这个是恩典。
That's grace.
好像我这个人只能够抬100磅的东西。
It's as if that I'm only able to lift up 100 pounds.
但是今天要抬150磅的东西。
But now I have to lift something that's 150 pounds.
那我怎么样用尽了力量都不会抬得起来。
No matter how hard I try, I will not be able to do it.
但是我们的前弟兄经过。
But our brother Joseph passed by me.
他一看见我的需要。
He saw what happened.
他说我来帮你一起抬。
He said, let me help you.
他一抬150磅轻轻的就跟我一起抬起
来。With his help, we easily take it up.
这个就叫恩典。
And that's what's called grace.
我们的神是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And our God is full of grace and truth.
他的爱永远不改变。
His love never changes.
从来不偏待人。
He never treats us unfairly.
他对我们每一个人都是那么样的真那么切。
And to each one of us, he is very sincere.
当我们不够我们有需要的时候。
When we have a need,
他是充充满满的有。
He is the God who is full of grace.
你说顾弟兄你还能扛100磅。
You may say, oh, Fanny, you can lift up weight about 100 pounds.
那我只能够抬30磅。
I can only lift about 30 pounds.
你说你需要的恩典更大。
Then I will need a greater grace.
我说是的。
I say yes.
我能抬100磅我就不会晓得只能抬30磅的光景。
Because I can lift 100 pounds, so I will notunderstand what kind of need you have who can only lift up 30 pounds.
但是如果你还是要抬150磅的话
But if you have to lift up 150 pounds,
充充满满有恩典的耶稣仍然可以帮你。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, who is full of grace, can help you as well.
我们的救主不论你能要抬多少的重担
Therefore, no matter how heavy your burden is,
你接受他做礼物你就可以胜过一切的困难。
Once you accept him as the present of life, then you can deal with all situations with his help.
可能你的先生你的太太不会体恤你的软弱。
Maybe your spouse does not understand your difficulty.
他们应该对你有恩典。
They are the one who is supposed to help you with grace.
但是他们也是有限的。
But they also are limited in their ability.
所以我们如果是常常要靠我们的亲人。
Therefore, if we need to rely on our loved ones to help us,
有时候我们会发现他们的恩典也用尽了。
We may discover one time that they are limited in their ability.
感谢神，神给我们最好的礼物。
But we thank God for he has given to us the best present.
他是充充满满的有恩典。
He himself is full of grace.
他给我们一切我们所需要。
And he will provide for us everything that we will need.
这个恩典给了我们，叫我们多的没有余。
So that those who have extra will not have Those who have much will not have surplus.
叫我们少的没有缺。
And those who are lack will not actually be lack.
神的恩典是刚刚好。
His grace will be just perfect for us.
每一个人都有一个故事。
Everyone will have a story to tell.
因为耶稣基督是充充满满的有。
Because Jesus is filled with grace.
所以什么时候与他相遇？
So whenever you encounter him,
接受他作为神所赐给你的礼物
to accept him as the gift from God,
你就发觉你的重担过脱落了
then you will realize that you can let go of all your burdens.
你所有够不上的，你现在靠主都能够得胜，并且有余
all the inadequacy you used to have, now you can have more than enough.
受了这样的礼物的人快乐不快乐
Someone who has received a present like that, rejoice or not.
地上如果有这样子的礼物，我劝你出钱也要去买。
And if there's a present like that available, even if we have to pay a price, my advice is that go ahead and buy it.
从前我有一个除草机。
I used to have this lawnmower.
是要推的。
I have to push it to mow the lawn.
结果第一次推的时候还蛮好用。
And it was pretty sharp the first time I used it.
但是后来呢，不推了两三个礼拜，有点锈了。
But after two weeks, it become rusty.
之后呢，每一次推都越来越难。
And it become harder and harder to push it around on the grass.
后来说有另外一个后来发现那个 为什么要用手推的，用插电的不是更好吗？
And later I found out actually I don't have to use this manual one, I can buy an electrical one.
啊，就发现除草原来那么轻松的。
And I found out, oh, it's really easy to mow the lawn.
啊，在美国看电视，人家除那个高尔夫球场的。
And you see how people mow the lawn in the golf course?
他们坐在上面就可以除草。
They can actually sit in a car-like kind of machine and mow the lawn.
我们都需要一点恩典。
We all need grace.
没有一个人说我可以全部都干。
No one can say I'm capable of all things.
只有神是能够为我们做所有的一切。
Only God can do all things.
但是呢，这里的恩典呢，我再讲清楚一点。
Let me make it even more clear about the word grace.
是如果你能抬100磅
That is when you are able to lift 100 pounds
你就不要一磅都不抬
Then make sure you at least do your part
这个就不叫恩典了
If you don't do anything that is not grace
如果你什么都不愿意做
If you're not willing to do anything
连接受耶稣都不肯
If you don't want even bother to accept Jesus Christ
就没有了
Then you have nothing
神的恩典要加给你愿意的人
God's grace is only provided to those who are willing to receive.
你愿意照着你的本相来到神面前。
If you're willing to come to God in your own condition,
这一个愿意就是你能做的。
That willingness is something you are able to do.
神就为你加上你所不能做的。
Then God will add on to you the part that you're not able to do.
那个叫恩典。
That is what's called grace.
我们每一个人要收礼物的时候，我们都盼望能够回转像小孩子一样。
Every time when we try to accept a gift, make sure we return to be like a child.
给礼物的人最喜欢给礼物给小孩子。
And you know, people like to give presents to kids.
因为小孩子的反应是很真实。
Because they have this real reaction to gifts.
如果是这么样伟大，有价值。
For something that's so great and valuable,
对他们那么实在的礼物的话
and something that's very practical,
他们一定会非常的高兴喜欢
Kids will love it and really happy about it.
他们好像小孩子的欢喜来接受
And they will accept it with a lot of joy.
但是一个给礼物的人最怕是给一些人没有反应的
And a gift giver is afraid to give someone who has no reaction whatsoever.
明明是最伟大的礼物
Even though this is the greatest gift,
明明是最有价值的礼物
And most valuable present of all
又是你最实在的礼物
And something you need the most
你说我还不稀罕
And you say, oh no, I don't want it
心里说哎，我要我要
Even though in your heart you may want it
但是一脸还是我还不需要了
But your pride prevents you from accepting it from our
所以神的话告诉我们都很清楚
So God's words is very clear
他说你们要回转像小孩子一样
He said return to be like a child
我们信徒就是小孩子。
And we believers are like children.
小孩子得到什么我们就欢喜。
And we are happy whenever we receive something.
得到耶稣神欢喜我们也欢喜。
When we receive Jesus Christ, God rejoices and we rejoice as well.
我们只是小孩子。
We're just children in his kingdom.
在教会里头都是小孩子。
And they're all kids in God's house.
可能在教会里头有一些特别长进的，他们特别成熟。
And there may be a few that are mature.
他们常常代表神来服侍我们。
They will serve us on behalf of God.
他们比我们得着的更多。
Therefore, they receive even more from God.
他们就学习神的样式，把神的爱来分给众人。
So they learn God's pattern and to distribute God's love among people.
所以神的话也说要我们追求成长成熟。
That's why God said pursue to become mature.
但是之前一定要回转像小孩子。
But prior to that, be returned as a child.
因为我们没有学习接受。
Because if we don't learn how to accept,
我们就不可能有所给别人。
Then we don't know how to give.
这个是我们所有圣徒的故事。
And that is the story of all believers.
今天基督徒跟世上的世俗的人有一个分别。
And there's a difference between Christians and non-Christians.
这个分别不是因为我们有什么特别。
And the difference is not because we are better.
这个分别是因为神把礼物加在我们的身上。
But because God has given to us His present.
这个生命是圣的。
And we have this holy life.
这个是生命是能够给的。
And this life is able to give.
所以当我们接受了圣的时候
So once we receive from the Holy One,
今天我们也愿意来服侍别人
then we'll be willing to minister and serve others.
这样子的分享叫神家满了快乐
When we do that, then the joy in the house of God will be full.
圣诞的目的是让我们一起欢喜收礼的小孩子。
And the meaning of Christmas is let us rejoice over the gift we receive.
像小孩子一样的喜欢。
Like a child, we rejoice upon receiving this great gift.
圣诞的礼物，圣诞节的意义还是让我们能够慢慢的长大。
And the meaning of Christmas that we may grow gradually.
我们一同的来向我们的大家长。
And to learn from the head of the house,
我们的主耶稣基督,
our Jesus Christ.
我们体贴主的心肠,
let us be thoughtful of what he wants.
圣诞的意义是叫我们也能够传福音。
The meaning of Christmas is that we should preach the gospel.
因为神的礼物已经准备好了。
For God has prepared for the world this great gift.
我们不计算人的情形。
And let us do not pay attention to other people's condition.
我们只来计算神的心肠。
But pay attention to the heart of God.
知道神一直很久忍耐地等候我们。
Knowing that he's waiting for us patiently.
我们能做的只是传。
All we can do is to share the news.
盼望我们也能够学习来帮神那个传递这个礼物。
Hopefully we're able to distribute this gift of love to others.
最伟大的礼物，耶稣基督。
The greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ.
最有价值的礼物，耶稣基督。
The most valuable gift, Jesus Christ.
最实在的礼物，耶稣基督。
And the most practical gift, Jesus.
因为他是充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
Who is full of grace and truth?
如果我们是从耶稣基督来得的。
If we receive the present from Him.
圣经说，约翰一章十七节说，恩典和真理都是实在的。
John 1:17 says, "Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ is real."
啊，这个就在我们身上就被 realized。
Then it can be realized through us.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
教会里头满了欢喜。
For there's joy in His house.
特别是圣诞节的时候。
Especially during this time of the year.
在这里向大家祝贺。
I wish you
Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas to all.
但愿每一个人的心里头都接受好，接受了耶稣基督的最神圣的礼物。
May you all have received the most holy present from God.
请我们一同祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray together.
我们首先呢要一同祷告，感谢神。
Let us pray to give thanks to God.
感谢神那么伟大的礼物赐给我们。
Thanking Him for giving us such a wonderful present.
我们祷告过后，我们等一下还会把。为福音朋友们来祷告。
After this, we'll pray for our gospel friend in our midst.
如果有福音朋友今天愿意接受耶稣的时候，可以跟着众圣徒一同祷告。
And if you, my dear friend, are willing to receive Jesus Christ today, you can pray as well.
我们先一同把我们的感谢献给我们的神。
Let us offer our thanks to our God first. Thank you.
亲爱的救主耶稣基督。
Dear Jesus Christ.
我们何等感谢你。
We're so thankful.
你从遥远的天边来到我们这里。
For you have come from the far heaven to us.
你离弃了天上的所有的荣耀。
And you have forsaken the glory of heaven.
你离开尊贵的地位。
Left your honorable position there.
你来到地上寻找罪人。
You have come to this world to seek sinners.
主耶稣，我感谢你，我是个罪人。
For I am a sinner.
但是你没有嫌弃我。
But you did not despise me.
你的恩典来到我的里面。
Your grace has come.
要把你的上好的生命赐给我。
And give to me your great life.
主，我感谢你。
I thank you, Lord.
我那么样简单的相信。
With a simple faith.
你就开始在我生命里头做工。
You started your work in my life.
你除去我的罪。
You have taken away all my sin.
你赐给我新的生命。
And given to me a new life.
叫我享受永远圣诞的快乐。
Now I can enjoy the joy of Christmas.
主，我感谢你。
I thank you, Lord.
我感谢你长在我的里面。
I thank you for growing in my heart.
你教导我怎样在神的家中做一个小孩子。
For teaching me to be a child in your house.
每一天都欢欢喜喜的在我王面前过生活。
And joyfully live in the presence of my God.
主，我们把赞美敬拜来归给你。
We give you all the worship and honor.
主，如果在我们当中还有没有接受你做救主的。
And Lord, if there's any friend among us who has not accepted you as their savior.
主，我们现在为他们祷告。
We like to pray for them now.
主，我们求你的真实来遇见他们。
We pray that your truth will encounter them.
无论人在何光景。
It doesn't matter what kind of condition we're in.
主，你都愿意把你最好来赐给他们。
You're always willing to give us what's the best.
主，我们求你的恩典临到这个会场。
And we pray that your grace will be upon us.
临到我们每一个人的心中。
Into the heart of everyone.
亲爱的朋友们
，My dear friend，
如果你现在愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主
，If you're willing to invite Jesus to be your Savior now，
我请你站起来跟我一起祷告。
I'd like to invite you to stand up and pray with me。
我祷告一句，你可以跟我祷告一句。
And you can repeat after my prayer。
主，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you。
你真是神。
For you are God。
当我没有相信你的时候
Before I know you,
我只在世俗的中繁忙
I was busy with earthly things,
但是今天你来遇见我
But today you have come to meet with me.
你把你的恩典和真理来赐给我
You have given to me your truth and your grace.
我感谢你
I thank you.
知道你的爱永远不改变
Knowing your love will never change.
知道因为相信你我得着永远生命
Knowing that because I believe in you now I have eternal life.
我感谢你
I thank you, Jesus.
主我求你每一天都启示你的自己
And I pray you will reveal yourself to me every day.
叫我今天发现跟昨天的不一样
So that I will notice the difference in today from yesterday.
好叫我一直活在你的面前
So I can live in your presence.
主改变我成为一个敬拜神的人
Lord, change me so that I can become a true worshiper.
发现耶稣基督的价值
Discover your value.
主，我把我的心来归给你。
I just give you my heart, Lord.
我把我的生命来交给你。
I give you my life, Lord.
感谢你除去我所有的罪过。
Thank you for doing away all my sins.
愿荣耀归给你。
I give you all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.